When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. So we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
It's only a dream.
Power Chord, every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Dropping lines in international sand, feeding blood to keep habits of the air off and round. Quick and start.
Rude boys, don't cry, don't cry!
Rude boy, don't cry!
Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. You just heard Converge off of their latest album, No Heroes. That song's called Lone Wolves, and that album's been out for a while. It came out in 2007, I want to say. I can't remember exactly right now. Converge are recording a new album. They've been in the studio for a while, I think, since it's definitely like April, maybe April or May. And so hopefully that new album is due out soon. And usually when a band puts out a new album, they go on tour as well. So hopefully Vancouver will be included this time around on their tour. And I will be able to watch them live, as will you, if they decide to come to Vancouver. What else is going on? I went to go see King Kong and Barbecue Show at the Biltmore on, what day was it? It was a Monday. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was a Monday. It was part of the Jazz Fest. And as you may or may not recall, I had my doubts about the show because the last time that they were here and they played at the Biltmore, I didn't go, but I heard that it was quite a rowdy show. Like, it was just one big fist fight. People were getting punched in the face. And I wasn't too sure if I wanted to go to this show because it was going to be a repeat of last time. I probably would not have a good time. But thankfully, it was a pretty... It wasn't mellow, but it wasn't a fist fight. So it was just... It was a good time. Everyone was dancing or moshing or however you want to say it. And, yeah, and they put on, there weren't any openers, so they played two sets, of about 15 songs each. So they played about, like, 30 songs all in all, and so it was a good time. Very good time. Hopefully you got to check it out. Yeah, that's all I gotta say. If you wanted to give me a call here in the studio, you can do so. Place a request, say whatever, just call to say hello. The number here is 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. And as always, you can check out my playlists online. I do post them on the internet at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And you can even download podcasts for my show and for other wonderful CITR shows through our website, which is www.citr.ca. Right now, I want to play some Bad Religion for you because they are coming back to Vancouver this August as part of the Vans Warped Tour that is going down August 14th at Thunderbird Stadium here on the beautiful campus at UBC. So, this is some Bad Religion off of The Empire Strikes First on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
If you never look behind the scenes. Direct from Los Angeles, Rumbletone and CITR present the wild garage sounds of the Woolly Bandits on Sunday, July 5th at Vancouver's Railway Club.
Come shake some action with the Woolly Bandits at the Railway Club on Sunday, July 5th. Doors at 7:30, music at 8:30, and the whole shebang ending at midnight.
That's the Woolly Bandits with very special guests, the Transmitters, the TVs, and Edmonton's Michael Rout for an early show at the Railway Club on Sunday, July 5th.
Devil's on my back.
Since you listen to CITR, everyone knows you've got excellent taste in music. You've probably got a great record collection too. But think of all the money you've spent on music over the years. You're probably just waiting until your next paycheck to get new albums you want to hear, aren't you?
Well, it's time you start getting the discounts you deserve. With the Friends of CITR card, get up to 15% off of Beat Street, Vinyl, Scratch, Red Cat, and Audiopile Records, as well as 16 other great local businesses. Friends cards are only $15 or free with the CITR station membership. Become a friend of CITR. Go to www.citr.ca and click Friends of for more details.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. You just heard a lovely little PSA made by two of my favorite people here at the station, Cam and Ardlin, two of my favorite volunteers here. If you, fair listener, were interested in becoming a volunteer at CITR or even hosting your own show, maybe you keep listening to my show every week and thinking like, God, the show is such a piece of crap. I could do better. You know, you probably could, and you probably should. So you should come down, and you should become a volunteer of CITR, because you do not have to be a student at UBC to be a volunteer at this fine station. Anybody and everybody is welcome. We are located in the Student Union Building on campus at UBC on the second floor. It's one big circle, so if you keep walking around, you'll eventually find us. And we're always looking for people with new show ideas or keen new volunteers who want to help out, write for Discorder, help clean up around the station. I don't know. Or if you just wanted to come by and learn about the equipment that we use, learn how to use a mixing board, put together a demo, you too could have your very own show on CITR. It's not as hard as you probably think it is. Anyways, before that PSA, you heard Architects off of their album Hollow Crown. That song was called Early Grave. Before Architects, I played Bad Religion off of The Empire Strikes First. That song was called Los Angeles is Burning, and I played them because they are coming to Vancouver. They are playing the Vans Warped Tour again this year, and that is passing through Vancouver around August 14th this year, I believe. And along with Bad Religion, you will also be able to see NOFX and
five of us is right. The very best of choruses too. Follow all that doubt and sadness and all that better things are on the way. Here's hoping all the days ahead won't be as bitter as the ones behind you. Be an optimist instead, and somehow happiness will find you. Forget what happened yesterday, I know that better things are on the way. Of choruses to follow all that doubt and sadness and know that better things are on the way. It's really good to see you rocking out and having fun, living like you've just begun. Accept your life and what it brings. I hope tomorrow you'll find better things. I know tomorrow.
We'll be right back. and I was the first to finally fade away from my grandfather's memories. Will howl until the day my memories of him finally fade away, dissolving into gray. It's breathing just the ticking of an unwinding clock, counting down the time it takes for you to comprehend the sheer magnitude of every single precious breath you've ever wasted. I did everything I could. I bonded with the universe to take my life instead of hers. But no amount of money, drugs, and tears could keep her here. What purpose did her suffering serve? Is breathing just the ticking of an unwinding clock, counting down the time it takes for you to comprehend the sheer magnitude of every single precious breath you've ever wasted. We'll be right back.
is starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Mary Owl. Thank you very much for tuning in. You're listening to Alkaline Trio off of my favorite Alkaline Trio album, From Here to Infirmary. The song that I played for you was called Mr. Chainsaw. Part of that you heard Bison BC off of the Vancouver Punk as Fuck Volume 2 compilation. That song's called Cancer Rat, and Bison BC are playing a show very soon, which I'll tell you about in just a second. Mastodon was before that, off of their latest album, Crack the Sky. That song was called Divinations. Before that, Propaganda, off of their latest supporting cast. The song was called Without Love. Before Propaganda, I played AFI off of their All Hallows EP, a classic release, in my opinion. That song was called The Boy Who Destroyed the World. Before AFI was The Bouncing Souls off the Gold record. That was a song, it was a cover of The Kinks, a song called Better Things. And before that, I played Transmitters off of their Busy Singles release. That song was called Teenage Tragedy. And as I said before, the Transmitters are opening up for the Woolly Bandits. That is happening July 5th. As far as other shows go, like I said, Bison are playing a show. Bison BC are playing with Lazarus AD. That is happening July 8th at the Biltmore Cabaret. And if that show does not float your metaphorical boat, you might want to check out The Herd. They're playing with Fake Shark Real Zombie same night, July 8th at the Bourbon. Other shows that are happening are Black Lips are coming to town with Deer Hunter. That is happening July 23rd at the Commodore Ballroom. SNFU is playing a show at the Cobalt July 4th. They're actually playing two shows. They're playing that one, and they're also playing with DOA September 26th at the Commodore Ballroom. So, two chances to check out SNFU if you are a fan. Heaven and Hell are also coming to play a show here in Vancouver. They are playing with Coheed and Cambria. That's happening August 7th here on campus at UBC at Thunderbird Arena, which is a fairly new venue. It's it is an indoor venue, and it's kind of, it's a bit out there. It's kind of close to Thunderbird Stadium. I've never been there, but if I ever go, I will tell you about it. Probably, maybe, I might forget. Let's just be honest. The Vans Warped Tour is also returning to Vancouver August 14th at T-Bird Stadium, also here on campus, featuring bands such as NoFX, Bad Religion, Gallows, Bouncing Souls, and a band called Attack Attack, which I was just told about an hour ago, actually, by our very own Luke Mead here at the station. And apparently, they are a band that is a prime example of a new genre of music called crabcore, which I can't even really explain to you. I wanted to bring it up on my show a while ago, but I can't even explain it. You're gonna have to look it up yourself. I thought when Luke showed me a music video and when it started, I kind of sounded a bit like metalcore or emocore. But then when the dude started singing, it was all auto-tuned, and then the little interlude had like a disco remix, and it was really confusing, and I don't really know how to explain it, so just kind of look it up. And there is a petition to keep the Wikipedia article on crabcore on the internet, because apparently Wikipedia does not think that it is a legit genre. But there are people out there that, you know, feel differently and have a petition, so look it up. I can't explain it at all. I'm so sorry in advance. Another show coming up, Gaslight Anthem. They're playing with The Loved Ones, who I haven't heard anything about for a while. I don't think they've released anything new, and I haven't really heard of any tours except for this one now. So hopefully this means that they'll be releasing something new soon. Gaslight Anthem, Loved Ones, and Murder by Death. That is happening September 24th at the Commodore Ballroom. The Horrors, I come to Vancouver October 7th. That is happening at Venue, which used to be the Plaza on Granville Street, but it closed for a while. I think it switched management and they've renovated and changed it, and it's now called Venue. Try doing a Google search for that. It's impossible. I've tried. Try looking up Venue Vancouver. Yeah. No, it's like looking up the Hotel Seattle, which is a real place, by the way. Anyways, Dragon Force, also returning to Vancouver. That's happening September 21st at the Commodore Ballroom. Motorhead, Nashville Pussy, and the Reverend Horton Heat. This show sounds awesome. It is happening October 1st at the Vogue Theater. Children of Bodom, coming to Vancouver with Skeleton Witch and the Black Dahlia Murder. That's happening October 5th at the Commodore. And one more show for you. How about Goat Whore? They're playing with Obituary, Berserker, Warbringer, and I am so not metal. I don't know how to say this. Christian? I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm not a metalhead. I go to metal shows, but I completely feel out of my element every single time. Anyways, that show is happening September 15th, also at Venue. So check it out if you feel so inclined. That's all. That's all I gotta say. It is about 10 to 2. At 2 o'clock, Robin will be here to host the Inkstud Show, the show all about comic books. Robin came in earlier today, and he walked in on me kind of going through my magic cards, because I put together a pretty sweet red and black deck the other night, I just have to say. And he started making fun of me and said, if you were listening last week, he was making fun of me for playing an RPG. Not here, obviously, but I was getting ready to go out to meet up with some friends, and we were going to play an RPG, and actually I'm going to do the same thing tonight, because that happens every Thursday, so there. And he's been making fun of me for being a quote-unquote geek. The guy who hosts the comic book show is making fun of me for being a dork. Doesn't make any sense. And then later on at 3:30, Mariev will be hosting the French Connection. So stay tuned to CITR all day and every day. If you know what's good for you, you can check out my playlists online, fair listener. I do post them on the internet every week. You can find them at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And as always, you can download podcasts for my show and for other shows through our website, which is citr.ca. So let's get to some more music. We have a few minutes left. I'm going to play some brand new Gallows for you right now, like I said I would. They have a new album out called Grey Britain. This is a song called Leeches. This is some brand new Gallows on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Remembering every scar is a valid reason for stronger grace.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This has been We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. Thank you very much to everyone that tuned in and called in this week. You just heard Gallows off of their album Grey Britain. That song's called Leeches. I'm going to play one more song for you by Darkest of the Hillside Thickets. It's a song called We're Gonna Kill the Chupacabra Tonight. I wish that's what I was doing tonight. Maybe. Sometimes. Please don't make fun of me. And as always, you can check out my playlist online at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. Don't give me that. Don't give me that. And you can even download podcasts for my show and for all the other shows that you like on CITR, except for Inkstuds, through citr.ca.
Just go to inkstuds.com.
Okay, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's not your time. It is not your time. All right. I hope you guys all have an amazing week. An even more amazing weekend. I'll be back next Thursday. This is Darkest of the Hillside Thickets on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.